Oh, hello. I feel like I haven't seen you in the library for a while. I was happy to see your name in the archives appointment book. How's the novel coming along? Writer's block, huh? That sounds awful. Are you finally getting unstuck? Oh, really? What's happening with your publisher? Oh, wow. They're threatening to drop you if you don't get your manuscript done. When's it due? So you have 4 weeks? I guess we better get you into the archives then. Follow me. Here we are. I have you all set up. I brought out everything we have on pre-war munition storage, maps, and I even came across some old uniform documentation. We also have letters and partial journal entries from a few generals. And there's an old book here I thought you might find particularly helpful. It's missing some pages, but I'm sure you'll be able to fill in the blanks. I also pulled out every eyewitness account we have on that particular battle. Some of the ink is faded, but I think you'll find them useful. Oh, yeah. I love it in here. I feel like some mystical ancient keeper of knowledge among all these old texts, documents, and artifacts. It's like I've stepped back in time. My heart skips a beat and I get excited when I'm in here. Oh no, you won't be bothered. It's late and few people are down in reference at this time anyway. Are you okay? You seem overwhelmed. I know you're worried about this deadline. I think I can help. If you're up for it. No, I was thinking of something a bit more personal. Like what? Well, how about seeing me naked? I caught you staring before, and I know you had a great view of my ass as we walked in here. Oh no, you have to turn in your manuscript before you get to see any of this. I have an even better idea. You don't get to come until you get this novel done. Maybe I'll let you get a peek at my lace bra. Would you like to see it? As I unbutton my blouse, I want you to unzip your pants. Good. I like a man who can follow simple commands. Commando, huh? I like that. Do you like my bra? This is my favorite one. I love the way it cups my breasts. It feels so silky under my hands. It's too bad your hands aren't on it. I bet they'd feel wonderful massaging my breasts. Thinking about your lips on my nipples has my pussy throbbing. Don't touch yourself. I want you to sit there and put your hands behind your back. Good. Now I'm going to take your cock in my hands and stroke. You will not come. Is that understood? Good. Spit into my palm. Now sit up straight and hold still. Oh, your cock is already rock hard. That must be painful. Has it been a while? Oh, you poor thing. The next 4 weeks are going to be torture for you. because I want you edged every single day until you turn in that manuscript. I want you begging for release by the time this is done. You'll be so desperate and so painfully hard, you won't be able to withstand the slightest graze of my fingertips. You won't even be able to handle looking at your cock. Oh, I felt it twitching. There's already enough pre-cum here to comfortably coat you. You better stay quiet. You don't want the few patrons we have out there to hear you. Or maybe you do. Do you need a break already? Beg for it. Beg me to cup your balls. Beg me to stop stroking your dick long enough for you to stave off that orgasm you'll be dreaming about for the next month. Good. Oh, your balls are heavy in my hand. I quite enjoy fondling them. Massaging one and then the other as I gently take each one between my fingers. How does it make you feel to think that you could be emptying these into my warm pussy in just a few short weeks? All you have to do is hold it for me. Hold that orgasm until you've earned it. Now I'm going to return to your cock. No whimpers, not yet. You don't want any patrons to hear you, do you? I'm going to return to your cock, and you'll be good for me, won't you? Good. I'll be thinking about you, you know. Even when you're not here researching, I'll be thinking about your hands on my body, slapping my ass as you pound into me, your lips on my throbbing, aching clit, your cum all over my tits, on my face, or maybe deep inside me, in my pussy, in my throat, in my ass. Would you like that? Would you like to face fuck me, then turn me over so I'm on all fours, with my head down and my ass up as you thrust into my pussy? Or maybe you'd like to worship me, my body, feast on me like a man deprived, then gently lay me down and rock your hips against mine. Or my favorite. You'd make a wonderful cock for me to ride, grinding against your belly with your hands on my ass, maybe one of your fingers in my mouth. But we'll have to wait for that, won't we? You want me to stop? You need another break already? You know what I want. Beg. Beg for me. Beg me to stop. Beg me to give you a fighting chance. Oh, you're so very good. Such a beautiful sound you're begging. What do you say to me? Don't be ungrateful. You're very welcome. Now, you'll be denied orgasm every night until you've turned in your manuscript. I won't let you fail. I promise. I want you in this chair every night, hard and aching for release, only to be denied again and again and again, until it takes every bit of strength you have to keep from crying out in a public library of all places. Then, and only then, will you be allowed the orgasm you so desperately need. Now, get to work.